Today is Wednesday, March 27th. What both sides say now about Obamacare and the changes that could be coming. And a surprise twist as all charges are dropped against actor Jussie Smollett. Why and what now? Plus, UPS tests out drones, Uber's biggest deal ever, and McDonald's goes high-tech. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Republicans and Democrats are fighting over what to do with the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. In what The Hill says is a surprise, the Trump administration wants the courts to strike down Obamacare altogether. In the past, the Justice Department has said only parts of it should go. At the same time, Democrats want to leave the law as is. In fact, many want to extend health care assistance to more people. If the Affordable Care Act is in fact repealed, The Hill says it would dramatically change the current system, and it would get rid of the rule that makes sure insurance companies cannot deny people with pre-existing conditions. In fact, the New York Times says about 20 million people could lose health insurance. On the other hand, critics say the law has caused costs to go up for those who don't qualify. It looks like it'll be up to the courts. But keep in mind, healthcare is the top issue heading into the 2020 election, so this definitely will not be the last time we talk about it. Expect to see an edited version of special counsel Robert Mueller's report within, quote, weeks, not months. That's what Attorney General William Barr is now saying. Remember, so far we know what Mueller's report says based only on the Attorney General's short summary of the report. It said Trump did not conspire with Russia, and it's inconclusive about whether he obstructed justice. But a bunch of people, especially Democrats, want to see the full report for themselves. And it seems at least an edited version may be coming soon. So stay tuned. An unexpected twist in the Jussie Smollett case. All the charges against the Empire actor were dropped. But here's the thing. Prosecutors are saying it doesn't mean he's innocent, that this isn't exonerating him. Remember, Smollett was attacked in an apparent hate crime in Chicago. But then, days later, police said he staged the whole thing, hoping to promote his career. And he was facing 16 felony counts and jail time. So why were the charges dropped? The New York Times cites a statement from the state's attorney's office that points to a few things. Smollett didn't have a criminal record, he agreed to community service, and is letting the city of Chicago keep his $10,000 he paid for bond. But that said, prosecutors admit no charges doesn't mean no crime, but that Smollett isn't a threat to public safety. Chicago's mayor is not happy about this decision. He says the city's reputation is damaged from this and believes Smollett's fame may have been what's letting him off the hook here. Chicago's police superintendent also calls the attack a hoax, saying the actor owes the city an apology, even still. And the local police union is even calling for an investigation into why the charges were dropped. Smollett himself still says he's innocent, that he's been truthful about the attack since day one, and his family says he was, quote, unjustly smeared. One more thing to note here. What will Fox do about Smollett's character on the show Empire? Variety reports his character was not in the last two episodes because of this ordeal, but now will he be allowed back? That is TBD. The maker of OxyContin will pay $270 million to the state of Oklahoma to settle a lawsuit. The state said Purdue Pharma made billions of dollars while fueling the country's opioid epidemic, saying its marketing misleads people about the dangers of the drug. Reuters reports the trial was set to start in May and would have been the first of more than 2,000 lawsuits filed against Purdue and other drug companies. Even with the payout, Purdue denies any wrongdoing, saying the label on its painkillers have warnings on them about the risk of abuse. By the way, some of that settlement money will go to create the National Center for Addiction Studies and Treatment in Oklahoma. New York will likely become the first U.S. city to charge you for driving on the most crowded streets. The New York Times reports city leaders agreed this week that this is needed. It would mean new electronic tolls where drivers would have to pay as they enter the most congested, busiest areas of Manhattan. And the money would then go to help improve the city's public transit, like the subway system. While New York City may be the first to do something like this, it likely won't be the last. L.A., San Francisco, and Seattle have also considered something similar. Much more news ahead, but first, thanks to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. Have you checked it out yet? I personally get tired of having to spend so much money on brand new clothes with every new season. So I like to mix it up and get a deal. I recently bought some shoes on swap.com that are super stylish and a brand name, yet they were a fraction of the price. With swap.com, you can save up to 90% off retail prices from your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. It's a quality thrift store at your fingertips. So with filters, you can sort through all the many options. They have stuff for women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. And if something doesn't fit, they have hassle-free returns within 30 days. And keep this in mind. In the U.S., the average person throws away 70 pounds of textiles each year. So swap.com is helping give like-new clothing a second home. And right now, swap.com has a special offer for the Newsworthy listeners. Go to swap.com/newsworthy to sign up and get free shipping on your first purchase so you can try it out. Make sure you enter your email to get the offer. That's swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. New rules are coming to the NFL, including one meant to make the game safer. USA Today reports the NFL voted to eliminate blindside blocks. The NFL says one-third of its concussions happened because of those blocks. The league also voted to expand the use of instant replay and allow reviews of more pass interference calls and non-calls, at least for 1 year, to test it out. It comes after a no-call controversy may have kept the Saints from going to the Super Bowl. Medical supplies delivered by drone. UPS is teaming up with a drone delivery startup to test it out. The Verge reports it'll be small at first. The drones involved will have to fly along fixed routes because of FAA guidelines, and they can only carry about 5 pounds and travel 10 miles. The hope is to use them for many different hospitals in the future. But for now, UPS is testing them out with just one hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina. Uber just made its largest deal ever. The Wall Street Journal reports Uber is buying rival company Careem for more than $3 billion. It's a ride-hailing app in the Middle East. Careem will still operate under its own name, but it will be owned by Uber. CNN says Careem has 30 million users. And remember, this is all happening right as Uber prepares for its initial public offering later this year. CNBC says the company could be valued at as much as $120 billion, one of the biggest tech IPOs in history. McDonald's also made a big deal, its largest in two decades. It's a way to go more high-tech. McDonald's is acquiring a startup called Dynamic Yield, reportedly worth $300 million. TechCrunch says the fast food restaurant plans to use the technology to make more personalized drive-through menus. So how will the new menu work? CNBC says the menu can change based on things like weather, restaurant traffic, and popular items. The company also plans to use the new technology for self-serve kiosks and its own app. And that's it. Thank you so much again for listening. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.